Illinois Express.
Yeah, Cindy, please.
Which Cindy?
Oh, that's a great question. Cindy, I'm sorry, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm in underwriting. I was asked to give her a call, but I don't
okay.
have her.
Okay, hold on. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm in underwriting. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Expecting your call.
Not a problem. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected, please?
Absolutely.
It's 858 866 9102.
Okay.
And just had a few basic questions for you. I understand you're now looking for two vehicles. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Are these vehicles, just so I can make sure, are these vehicles things that are ready to get shipped to you, ready to purchase, or are these just things you're looking at right now?
They're ready.
All right,
I have the invoices for both of them. They're both box trucks. We call them box trucks, strip trucks. Okay, you have all that information. And the first one we're going to talk about adding on a sleeper, but it's ready now. So both of them are ready.
So the transit box van, that's the one where these do or do not have sleepers?
Neither have a sleeper.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, gotcha. I was a little confused. Okay. And just want to make sure, we've got one from Valley Freightliner Sterling. They're both from Valley Freightliner Sterling. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So we initially approved you just for the amount requested, but I'm working on just increasing that approval. I'm going to assume that we'll be able to bump it without a problem. So I just had a few basic questions for you. The 2015, so that's like a demo vehicle, it looks like, right? It just has very little mileage on it?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
The other one is a 2008. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So a few quick questions. Do you have an estimated payment in mind, any kind of payment you're trying to obtain for cash flow purposes?
I didn't really have something. Zach already asked me that yesterday. I guess depending on what your finance charges are, your interest rate, I should say. And I'm looking at like $600-ish, you know.
A month?
Yeah, about.
Is that for each? Okay, gotcha. All right. And these two vehicles.
For both would sound wonderful.
It would. So you're looking to probably have a payment around $1,200 or less, it sounds like, correct? In that range?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so let me make sure. Let's see if that's kind of in the cards and what we can do for you guys here. Bear with me.
I'm just kind of basing on what we pay usually, and we've only, I'm looking, like one of my payments is $650.
Is that for a current vehicle?
Like last year I think we bought that one. $650 for $35,000.
Gotcha.
So this one's $31,000, the other's $47,000. I have one here. For $706.57. That's for about the same amount, about $35,000. So
okay, so your numbers are pretty accurate for if we were looking around $30,000-$35,000. They're not going to be in that same ballpark, and we don't have to just, you know, our goal is to help develop a relationship with your company, not necessarily do everything. So we're fine doing one vehicle, but just to kind of walk you through the numbers. If your payment was $1,200 a month and we finance this over 60 months, that would mean your payback over 5 years would be $72,000, 1,200 times 60. The problem here is that the equipment is almost $80,000. So it'd be impossible for us to finance $80,000 of equipment, and over 5 years, you guys only pay us back 72.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So let me kind of give you an idea where I think we're going to be at. And when are you looking to order these? Is this something that's kind of first come, first serve? Is the is the vendor holding it? Have you given them a deposit?
No, we have not given them a deposit. We're not going to put any money down. And yes, we are. They are holding it for us.
They had you. Okay. And then one other quick question I had for you is, you guys have not filed your 2015 tax returns, correct?
We have filed them. There's just one little hold up at the accountants over some Ohio State taxing. Here's the way our taxes work. We have CDJ, which is our building. We just keep it at CDJ, so in case anybody comes in and sues One Way Express, they don't take the building. Then we have our trucks all under Double May. That's where we make our payments. So everything
gotcha.
That One Way Express pays for rent to CDJ. One Way Express pays for the trucks to Double May. So those two really just fall all into One Way Express. And what the accountant does, after it goes to One Way Express, it all then falls onto, they file personal taxes for Richard and Cindy Jackson.
Gotcha.
So it all comes, the bottom line is Richard and Cindy Jackson. So right now, they have all the taxes for Double May, CDJ, and One Way Express, but they're waiting on some kind of state. There's some kind of discrepancy.
Oh, they don't have your personals filed yet.
That's correct, but that's the bottom line taxes, and that's what the holdup is. But I do have the One Way Express for 2015. I do have those taxes, and I could get you tomorrow.
Well, here's the numbers that I'm going to be at, and I want to give you an idea of where we're going to be at. I think that would be helpful, because if we can see those, they might just potentially get you a below market cost of funding. So let me give you an idea of where I think you'd be at on this transaction if we do both. All right, so let me just pull up some numbers here. I think if we do both vehicles, mm-hmm. you'd be probably looking at a payment of around, and this is just a rough number for you, of around $1,650 to $1,700 per month in that range.
Okay, can you just answer me one quick question? Is how soon can I pay these off? Like, is it like 1 year? I have to have the loan for 1 year before I pay off a vehicle, or 2 years?
Oh yeah, I can answer all those questions. So that
okay.
we offer terms up to 5 years. However, we're not here to push you to do longer terms. It's really relationship based. We want to work with you multiple times. So is your goal to pay this off quicker?
Well, that's always my goal. I don't know how
okay.
things would work out, but they always, whenever we get a truck loan, they always say, can't pay it off until 1 year, or can't pay it off until year and a half. You know, they always tell me when I may pay it off.
Should and who
I
do you...
And yes, we have paid off.
You have paid off before. Okay,
and we've gone full term for some of our trucks, so...
Okay, so...
It just depends where we're at in another year. You know what I'm saying?
No, I completely understand what you're saying. So the way that most of our transactions work is these aren't personal loans. So this actually doesn't go on your personal credit report. The loan only goes on your business credit report. It's a fixed payment program. So the program that you'll be approved for, and I'd like to get those tax returns over to, in terms of timeline, if you can get those tax returns over to Zach, I can put final numbers in front of you within an hour or two and say, here's the paperwork, here's the contract, you can review everything in writing. But if you're in the way that our transactions work is, it's a fixed payment program. So if your goal is to pay this off early, and I don't want to mislead you, I'm not supposed to. Let's say you do a 5-year term with us. In year three, if you call us and say, hey, look, I'm deciding to pay off early, you might get a discount, you might not, but it's generally a stream of payments. So that being said, what I would want to do is this. I'd want to, once I have the final numbers in that tax return, I'd want to give you a few options. I want to give you an option for, say, like a 2-year term, a 3-year term, a 4-year term, and a 5-year term, so you can see all the available options and then choose the term that works best for you. Basically, if you want to, probably what I would suggest is this. If you want to pay this off, if you potentially want to pay this off quickly, but don't, you want to pay this off potentially quickly, but you don't want to have a really high payment, correct?
Correct. I'm not sure about even paying them off quickly. I prefer to go with the lower payment as opposed to paying them off quickly right now.
The lowest, usually the way I would suggest is do a 5-year term because what you're probably used to is this. When you talk about traditional car and vehicle financing, the longer the term is, the higher the cost of money. So when you go into a dealership, like, you know, you buy a new Toyota or used Toyota, they'll tell you, well, the rate goes higher after 3 years. However, with our business financing, it's completely different. So actually, the effective lowest cost of money is on a 5-year term. So you're not penalized by doing a long-term loan. But if you're trying to, if you do a 5-year term with us, you're going to be responsible for all those payments, regardless of when you pay off. So there's no type of discount I can guarantee you'd have if you decided to pay off early.
Okay.
When do you think you could get that at least that business tax return over to Grant, over to Zach?
I could call the accountants right now.
And you've got his email? Yeah, you've got his email?
Email it to him.
Perfect. Just so you know, that'd be perfect. Please give him a call once it's sent over, and then I'll get some numbers out to you today.
Okay. I'll do that right away then.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.